hello there and good evening. Welcome to the Heed Army podcast. What a weekend, what a result, and what a draw. If you don't know what we're on about, we'll be getting into that very, very shortly. But first things first, hit that subscribe button. We've had lots doing it. I think we're only about 246 away from the 1,000 mark. So keep it going. Come on, everybody, hit that subscribe button. Also, as well, thanks to our sponsors, Northern Print Solutions, and our partners at Patrick. Right, it just leaves me to bring the lads in. As you see, look at that. There he is.
My goodness gracious me. I thought I was watching CSI New York or something, or CSI Miami.
I tell you, Gates has changed a little bit since I was last there. I mean, look at it. It's
I know. Do you know what the funniest thing is? That obviously Davey just logged in when we were going live, and I could see him running with the phone so he could get somewhere to sit for the start of the show. And now you see he looks absolutely great there, but the running, he was panicking.
I was originally on the beach, but they decided to have a party, so I was a bit like, oh, I can't do it here.
What are people doing on the holiday, having a party? It's very
it's disgusting, isn't it? I mean, I've already had 3 cocktails, but hey.
Oh, you've broke up.
Let's not get there. So I should say where I am, but sorry, and the island is I'm about to restart on there. So this is luxury. I'm in Mexico, so I'm about 5 hours behind you guys. In the glorious sunshine, it's 3 o'clock. Anyway, enough about me. Let's get on with the show.
Well, we're not jealous about that, Mickey. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I mean, that shirt is you could hang that on the wall to brighten any living room up.
it's classy. So it's about 29 degrees here. So, you know, I'm coping. Let's put it that way. Oh,
very nice. Very nice. We've got lots of messages coming in already. We've got evening all Steely hunting pelicans in Mexico. I think
I am. I've got pelicans on the beach here. Absolutely. Yeah, Steve.
We've got Northern Beast Media. Hello, lads. We've got Craig. Goodwin on Saturday. It certainly was. Good evening, gentlemen. Says Sean Parry, and lots of more messages coming in. Keep them coming in. But unless you've been living under a rock, of course, Gateshead won on the weekend in the FA Trophy 5th round and progressed to the quarterfinal, where the draw was today. First things first, let's just get the draw up, what the results of the draw were. Here it is. There you go. Gateshead at home to Peterborough Sports. Bromley have drawn the dreaded Barnet. Although Barnet were probably happy that they didn't draw us. Wilson or Hendon, because they play tomorrow night, because there's a waterlogged pitch on the weekend. And they've drawn Solihull Moors, the winner of that game. And Macclesfield will play the winners of Bishop Stortford Coolville, because their game was off as well, due to a waterlogged pitch as well. So, I mean, if lads, we don't like talk about alcohol too much on here. I know Davey's had a couple of cocktails, but if Carlsberg did FA Trophy draws, that's not a bad one, is it?
Well, I mean, if you remember this time last year, Mickey and Davey, we were talking about Farsley Celtic, weren't they, in the quarterfinals, and that was the draw we wanted. And you know, we brought you. I mean, I think, was it you, Davey, mentioned it before the show? You said it would be great to get Peterborough at home. Or was it you, Mickey? It was one of yours.
I got 2 to 4 right. So
yeah.
Well, we kind of complain. I mean, no disrespect to Peterborough. We've got to respect them, certainly. But it's a fabulous. It's a home draw against a team from a lower division. So that's all we can ask for.
It certainly is. I mean, we'll get into it more we'll talk about their league position and stuff like that. But I mean, let's hoy the highlights up. Hopefully, Davey can lean against that tree there and see if a waiter comes along with a coconut with a straw in it.
I'm more bothered about monkeys up above us. That's my problem.
You did send them a pit. Actually, I could get one of them pictures up, couldn't I? The monkeys. I will do that. But obviously, there they are, Edgar Street. I mean, I listened to the Hereford FC radio. I believe there was a BBC stream as well. First half seemed like it was all Gateshead. A lot of possession and passing from us like normal. But we just couldn't do much in that final third again. The cast iron chances were just evading us. But second half, the lads, well, Mr. Dananga, first touch, perfect substitute impact, wasn't it?
Oh, you know, we're listening to the game, and BBC Hereford and Worcestershire were saying if it had been a boxing match, it would have been called off now.
Mm-hmm.
And even one of them said that Kidderminster don't get schooled very often, but the one club that has done it is Gated, and you can see why with the football. It was just our passes in the final third, they were saying.
Yeah.
I mean, we had chances. The Saudis had one saved. Conor McBride's at the post. So we've had plenty of chances, and the one cast iron one that come forward, Marcus has banged it, lobbed it out with the keeper. So can't ask for any more than that, can you really?
It certainly can't. I mean, I listened to Hereford FC, their commentary, and it was a good commentary. But it was for a three-man commentary. It was very, I mean, a stat lean.
They were very good like that. What's happened here?
What have you done? Davies for a minute.
I was in twice there. trying to get the pictures up that Davies sent. But they didn't always, especially in the second half. I know obviously it was different in the second half. Weren't as much possession. But they just didn't seem to describe what Gated were doing in depth. And it was quite frustrating because you're just getting the Hereford end of things. But, I mean, second half, we took that lead through Dinanga and a beautiful first touch to, you know, put it in. He's definitely onside. But I think that, you know, just to get through is great. But they threw the kitchen sink at us, and they had to. They had nothing to lose, did they? It sounded like we're hanging on a little bit at the end. But you've got to raise your luck. You've got to stand firm. And the lads did that. And let's be honest, it wasn't the strongest starting lineup as well. It just showed you the character. Very similar to last year, because obviously the team then wasn't the strongest against Farsley Celtic, was it? Because obviously we're down to bare bones. But they found a way. They got through it. And it's character building, isn't it, for the them players that aren't fully in the squad week in, week out?
Definitely. I mean, especially when you're like Will Constantine had to drive down in the morning. I mean, Robert went in for an operation. We thought he wasn't there, and then at the end of the highlights, there's Rob hobbling along. So,
well, on the Hereford FC radio, they said that he appeared after half time. Rob,
all right.
So down in the dugout, at least, anyway. So, but I mean, dedication from the big man there. Knee operation on the Friday in the dugout on Saturday. Hope he's recovering well, by the way, Rob. And I tell you what, one thing I will mention, I'll just pause this. Let's hope we get some more positive news this week and announce Rob as the permanent manager. I think everyone wants him there. I think he wants to do it reading between the lines. You know, you hear things about looking at players for next season. So if that's the case, let's carry on this good factor. And come on, let's get a video today announcing the new manager of Gated Football Club as Rob.
Well, yeah. Sorry, David. I just come across your face at the meeting earlier in the season. Rob, Louis, and I presume Mags as well, are not even taking it as a temporary position.
Yeah.
So
Just be nice. I'll carry on that feel-good factor. Another bit of good news this week, I think it would be.
I think he's grown into the job as well. I think he understands what it's all about now. And I think he's a different manager to Mike. And I think he's also got this plan B. We've seen it a few times. It's not just the same style. If something's not working, he's not scared to have a go. And change it around a little bit. Go along if we need to. So, let's give him the job. Yeah, absolutely.
I think nice just to get it, sorted. Is that where he went down and stayed down there, goalkeeper, for a good while? Yeah. Here?
What a soft tart.
you'd say that, would you? But you're right, Dave, about the game, like the second half, obviously, the number of chances they had they were always going to put, really push forward and try and get an equaliser towards the end.
They had nothing to lose, did they? These teams, especially when you ourselves included, when we played against a team from the league above us or even in the FA Cup, you do seem to find that extra gear. You see, you know, especially at home, you do manage to find a little extra something. And Hereford, we knew it would be a tough game. Mystic Dan. Yeah.
Mystic Dan.
Look at that. Oh, what a lovely touch that is. Look at him.
Really deft touch.
Get the honey out for the lads. The Bears back.
And I tell you what, he starts running again towards the fans. He's happy again, isn't he? He's enjoying playing his football again, isn't he?
Yeah. That's... I mean, 18th goal of the season. You know, it's, I think now what's that? 26 in 52 games for Gates.
Oh, that's beautiful.
He's keeping it.
1-2, believe it or not.
Yeah, 1-2. Absolutely amazing. And hopefully he can carry it up. But look at the travelling heat on. I think it was 60.
Happy boys.
On
Saturday, I think that's it.
Yeah, so a big, you know, great travelling contingent. Because Hereford, it's quite a shank. It's a long way to go.
Again,
nowhere away from Cardiff.
Yeah, but
that's off the back of South End. Mm-hmm. You know,
talking to Dan Bell, there he is. There, evening all out of the Carvery, so we'll catch up later. Out of the Carvery, oh, that's lovely. I hope it's a Toby Carvery. If they didn't sponsor it. Whoever made that 1-0 prediction on your show last week knows his.
Johnny Gray, I think he was called.
Yeah, and obviously that you say, look, those peels for a foul there and stuff. And
is this where the keeper nearly gets ahead to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hits the bar, doesn't, or the post, yeah. So
it goes about an inch wide of the post. The radar went up thinking he'd scored, didn't
it? Yeah. But great result. Obviously, at the end, there we go. Look, going over, thanking the fans. Fantastic stuff, yeah, as ever.
And, what's Rob with the guy with the beard?
I
noticed it.
No.
Watch when he comes down.
Here he comes.
Probably not going to show it now, Lee. Yeah.
What happened, like?
Yeah. Watch.
Oh yeah.
Grabs his beard.
I was just about to say everyone but kissing a baby. He's a politician. I've never seen anyone tickle a fan's beard though after a win. So, we're going to have to call Rob Elliott, the beard tickler. I think there's a mug in that. Louise Dick has put, even delighted with the draw. Yeah, draw's been
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We've got here Judith Chalmers, Black and White Army. That's in reference to Davy Steele and where he gets to.
With the same age now, to be honest, mate.
Great win. Quarterfinal draw. Good evening, lad. And also seeing great weather on the Isle of May, Steely.
Yeah,
it's kind of like. Mexico, are you like, Steely?
I mean, just near Cancun, some on the east side, right, and on the Caribbean side. Not bad, is it? Not bad for some, I tell you.
Is there a big nightclub there called Senor Frogs or something?
No, I don't know about that. I haven't got that far. So.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's like a slide into the swimming pool in there as well, apparently.
Oh, my God.
He hasn't been that far, but I bet Pip has been up with a glow stick and a whistle.
Oh, I left him in the house. For a second, I thought the Isle of May was looking very sunny.
I'm just enjoying all the free drinks, to be honest. It's not like this on the Isle of May. I tell you what, the Isle of May, dear me, it's worse than the Antarctic.
We've got when are the ties being played? It will be the 9th of March. Is that weekend? Of course, the Hartlepool game has been rescheduled because of our progression in the FA Trophy, and Hartlepool fans are none too happy. But
why? I mean, Hartlepool on a Tuesday night, they
believe that playing them in on a league game is bigger than an FA Trophy game. So that tells you all about their mentality, because they don't take they are a non-league club, believe it or not, Hartlepool.
So what would happen if it was the other side? Like if it was them in the quarterfinals, two steps away from Wembley? Back to Peterborough Sports. That's a new club for us, isn't it? I don't think we've ever played them before.
I don't think we have, unless they watch something else before that.
Yeah.
When did they come up? Was it last year they came up, or was it the year before? They just come up very recently up into the National League North.
Well, talking about that, here is the 1 second. I'll go across there. They're sitting 16th at the moment on 38 points. They're not in the greatest run of form. Of course, I know they may pick up in the meantime before the fixture is played.
Hey, they had a good win against Kidderminster, didn't they? That was a good win. 1-0 at home, you know.
Kidderminster.
But you've got to wonder what kind of Kidderminster side was put out. Of course, their fight for the lives in, you know, relegation battle.
Survival and all that. Yeah.
Not that I'm downplaying their achievement. Fantastic. You know, I mean, it is a cup competition. It is the non-league FA Cup for all intents and purposes. So
I'm sure they beat someone half decent in the run previous as well.
Mm-hmm. But obviously, looking at that league there, you know, there are a couple of wins, a couple of defeats, and teams below them picking up points for them, getting towards that danger zone. But I mean, looking at the teams below, Dalton, Bishop Stortford look like they're gone. Of course, Bishop Stortford are still in the competition at the moment. It's going to be a tricky one. I think they can't be underestimated. I would hazard a guess that we might play a stronger side in the quarterfinal at home. I think it would be warranted. If injuries and suspensions allow, because obviously we've got a lot of football coming up. It's Tuesday, Saturday coming up for the next couple of weeks from next Saturday starting. So yeah, we'll have
probably to the middle of March now.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a big one, isn't it? Someone's got not sure about the keeper on that dive. Cough cough for time wasting. Cough cough. Not folks. Certain team previous week, yeah. The bear is back. We've got all these messages coming in, he certainly is. And it's just an exciting time, isn't it? Firing on all fronts, of course, as well. League fixtures to us, were quite kind as well at the weekend. Yeah. We'll get them up a little bit later on.
We've got good players coming back from injury as well, working their way back. I know it's still another month away, but
Not only that, there's nearly a full fixture card of National League games tomorrow night. And I don't know if any teams can affect us, but we're going to have three games in hand on some of the teams in and around us.
Wow.
You know, and we're still sat in the playoffs. So it's a fantastic achievement that.
You've got to pinch yourself a little bit, haven't you? Go on. Really?
Just a little bit. I mean, if there is any people or sports fans watching, because obviously they might be looking in and thinking, who's, you know, let's find out about Gator. We're not taking them for granted, not by any means at all. You know, we've got to turn up.
Well, we're Gator Football Club. We cannot take anybody for granted, for God's sake.
No,
Adesina.
Yeah.
Billingham, Synthonia, Concert, Gainsborough, Trinity. Do I need to go any further?
Paget Rangers. Yeah,
Salford were good.
Yeah, every time I see the Dananga goal, it gets better and better. Yeah, it's a beautiful
deft touch, wasn't it?
Beautiful, like it's a supple touch as well. It was.
Yeah, how would you describe that, Davey, on commentary?
I'd say he's got toes made of velvet. I bet his missus have never won. Hey, velvet toes, you're coming to bed. I know. We've had 52 years since Ronnie Radford scored against the Toon. Who cares? The hell of a break, though, wasn't it?
Hey, it was 60-odd years. So you still there, lads?
Yeah, that was the first game that John Motson commentated on for Match of the Day.
Is that right?
Yeah,
plus, I've just thought as well, Peterborough United, obviously, you know, not Peterborough Sport who were playing, but Peterborough United replaced the old Gator in the Football League, didn't they?
Yeah,
I've heard about that.
We take out that vengeance on Peterborough themselves. I tell you another, see if anyone can get this. Can anyone name a famous, how do you describe him? A famous person that was on the bench for Hereford, a goalkeeper, may not be named in the match day squad, but he was sat on the bench in that Hereford game that went on to be still world renowned or infamous. Do you know who it was, lads?
Oh, I'm not
he's
sure.
I don't know what he's off actually, Mark. Right, was it Towie or something like that?
No. In the Ronnie Radford game.
What nationality is he, David?
He's English.
So it wasn't like Peter Shilton, that wouldn't have been that.
No. They're more famous for something else, not for sport.
So we'll
see if anyone gets that. One second. If you have a centre forward scoring 20 plus goals a season, he's like Goldust. Certainly is. And hopefully you can get that 20 mark. There's still plenty of games to go. And it'd be a nice one to get 20 in the league as well, wouldn't it? That'd be a nice one to go for.
Yeah.
He's at 13 at the moment, is he? In the league? Yeah.
Puffins, Penguins, and Pelicans. What next? Pirates of the Caribbean.
I like that, Stevie, lad.
What I'm worried about is in case we'll see the budgies.
Smugglers, that's for sure.
I was leaving that to Davey, to be honest, when he comes out to sea, but that's another story.
That is a different story. I would need to get you get a video like that.
Oh, my goodness.
obviously, we've got lots of new people watching. If you're watching on Twitter or on Instagram, please come across to... across to YouTube. That's where it's at, where you can send the messages in. As let's have one's pick a one here. Evening, lads, looking rather cool, DVS. So if you want to send messages like that, come over to YouTube, subscribe please, and send us a message. But and also other social medias. But this is a little ad.
We're telling Trina story now.
When we come back, save it. There's going to be a good one, and see if anyone else has got that little bit of trivia. The Heat Army podcast needs your help. No, we don't need money. All we need is you to do one simple thing. It'll take less than a second. If you could hit that like button, the subscribe button, and share whatever post that we put up regarding Gator Football Club, it'll go a long way in helping the show build and ultimately helping us push the club to the moon. Well, we've got a couple of people that's got the person right.
Oh, good work.
David Icke.
Goalkeeper, one of your eye.
Yeah, he was playing with them at the time, and hadn't even made it into the first team or something, and he was just sat on the bench when Ronnie Radford scored that goal. Okay. So if you're into your royal family is lizard people, you probably know who he is. Obviously he's the world's ran by the Illuminati and all them type of things. So we'll just do this hand sign and the devil horns and see if we'll get more successful. Going down a spin-off, yeah, but you know how people say like there's a lot of devil worshippers in Hollywood, and Mr. Luke got that right as well. You know how they every so often at the Super Bowl, there's always somebody doing like a satanic, the horns or the Illuminati triangle and, the eye, all-seeing eye. And it happened last night. Have you heard of a singer called Ice Spice?
No.
She's a rapper. Good-looking lady. She was doing that when the camera went on Taylor Swift. She's in the background going like this and she had an upside down cross on as well. Yeah.
Did you watch it, David? Did you watch? Not that we're talking about Mountain.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I was good at.
Tell the truth. You like Taylor Swift, don't you? That's all it is.
Do you reckon Mickey's a Swiftie?
All right, now Mickey's a Swiftie. He looks like a Swiftie. I've heard he likes to shake it off every so often. Great.
If we get to Wembley, will you dance to it to video?
I don't have that leg.
Oh. Well, there is a name here that's synonymous that was played. I think some stag party once came to Gator just to see him play because of his name. Michael Gash is the manager of
Peter.
Yeah. Manager, whoa, is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm manager actually.
Yeah, he helped score the winner, didn't he, against Kidderminster on the bloody break?
Hell.
So
I mean, yeah. 43 newly.
If, I was going to say, yeah, he must be getting on a bit.
Oh, he's got to be getting on there.
Who did he play for? Which clubs did he make a big name for?
Kidderminster.
Was it Kiddie? Was it? Did he play for Kettering at one stage?
Yes, anyway. I think so.
I think it's quite deadly. Deadly straightforward.
Was he at Ebbsfleet as well?
Yeah.
Was he at Ebbsfleet as well?
I think so. I think wasn't he one of these that was at Tiston or something like that, or one of them clubs around there and getting promoted up.
Phenomenal goal record, didn't he? So, Mr. Lucas Portello, gents, great narrow victory against Hereford. Happy with the draw. Hopefully, get back to Wembley. Look, we'll take each game as it comes so we can get the semi. Very happy. That's the way to do it. We've got Oldham, Boreham Wood might affect us. Yes, that's one of the games tomorrow night. Come on, Boreham Wood. I keep Oldham at bay. Lots of messages still coming in, but yeah, so far we've had Taylor Swift, we've got Mexico, and we've had Gash mentioned as well. So it's really enough.
Let's do the Trina story.
Yeah.
Oh, come on then.
You can tell that then, Mickey.
It's waiting for the draw today, and Trina is from Chesterfield originally, but she's supporting Newcastle as well. Not really up on her non-league football. She's been following Gated a couple of years now. And she says Hendon away, home or away would be good because it's only in Sunderland.
Easy mistake to make.
It's an easy mistake to make if you don't know, but it did make me titter this afternoon.
Hendon away. Imagine.
Oh, hang on. What's this? We've got Charles Waft put. Who's that bronze Greek god wearing strutting his stuff in Mexico? Yeah. So as you got there as a surprise, didn't you? You didn't even know.
It was a bit of a surprise. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You want to ask us these questions when I'm sitting out on a rock in the North Sea in November, freezing my little nads off. I mean, you know, this is luxury. I'll give you that, lads. I'll be honest with you. Very privileged to do this. But oh,
God, I tell you, the even bigger surprise is it was the money he made in the Antarctica that's paid for it.
It was as well, Mickey. Can you believe it?
That's what it is. That's what it is. David didn't spend it. David didn't spend it.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Next time I'm going to Skegness. Well, anyway.
Hang on, we've got a little here. Yeah, it's my 50th birthday tomorrow. Well, happy birthday, Ian.
Ian, happy birthday, Mickey. Over to you.
To you, Mr. Baron.
We've got Dizzy Blonde moment from Gated off full time, Ian. we've got the stats on Gash. Over 700 games and 200 goals to date for Gash. Phenomenal.
Wow. That's canny.
Big, tall, powerful lad, wasn't he?
That's who he played for. Cambridge and Ebbsfleet.
I
knew he had played for Ebbsfleet because that was the team, all that big stag party.
He wasn't kicking around Cambridge in the against us in the final, was he? In the playoff final?
Don't think so, no.
No.
Might have been around about just before. I think it might have been just before. I think he went in.
Did he play for York as well, or is that just me? Just
I thought York as well. I know he played for a lot of clubs. Did he get his Wikipedia up?
You have to be careful, though, when you do a Google search for Gash.
That was like my boss when I went in, and he was just new to the internet in the early 2000s, and he said to us, David, I'm just going to Google shag. I thought, okay. Yeah, good luck, John. And he was in his 60s, and he was quite shocked by the results.
Well, he is. To be honest,
I bet he was.
It looks like he's grew up in the Peterborough and Cambridge area because he was in the Peterborough United youth team. Then he went to the Cambridge United youth team. But he's 37 came through. So Cambridge, he was at Cambridge well before our playoff game against them.
Was he?
Cambridge, Ebbsfleet, York, Rushden Diamonds. And he went back to Cambridge this season. He left the season before we got to Wembley. Braintree, Kidderminster Harriers, Nuneaton, Barnet. I forgot he was at Barnet.
Oh, Barnet, yeah, of course.
Everyone's been to Barnet. Yeah. if you look at our Wikipedia, it's probably got Barnet somewhere along the line.
Can you name the team where he spent the most time at, though?
Have you named it yet, Davey?
No, I haven't named it yet.
Ket Renai would have said.
I would have said Ket Renai.
Or Kitty.
No.
No.
139 games for Kings Lynn.
Wow.
I
can't remember that.
So
I can't understand why anybody want to see 139 games in Kings Lynn. Have you ever been?
God.
Thankfully not. I haven't been there, but yeah, of course he's the manager there. So 37, he's been there since 2021, and well, we'll just have to see how it goes with that. But
do you know much about them, guys? Like, what's their like average attendance? You know, will they bring many for that, for example?
Well, the ground only holds 2,300. I don't think they're filling that out every week, but I'm just having a look at if this is up to. To date, their team, Kane Felix, didn't he used to be somewhere? That name rings a bell, Kane Felix.
Yes, Felix was not the lad that was at Guiseley.
Not too sure. They've got Jordan Nicholson as well. Yeah, Jordan Nicholson, who used to be at Darlington, Hereford. Who else they've got? Let's have a little look. That's if this is still up to date. They've got someone called Ashton Fox on loan from Peterborough United. They've got someone on loan from Scunthorpe, but I think he's been recalled, hasn't he, because of Scunthorpe's transfer embargo.
Yeah.
And the joint manager is Luke Steele.
He
played predominantly most of his career. Most of his games were at Barnsley. And then he had a big stint in Panathinaikos. But another Peterborough lad. He's 39. I think he's a player manager with.
It's quite exciting having a new club to play, isn't it? Like someone we've not played before. Bit out the ordinary.
They've got a few experienced players. They've got Matt Tootle as well. He played for 6 years for Crewe Alexandria, nearly 200 games. Then he played for Notts County, 95 games. And then he's dropped out. So they have got experience in abundance. So they've got to be, I mean, not that we wouldn't respect them anyway, but they've got to be respected. They're going to come and they're going to, they're going to do their thing against us. But yeah, it's Peterborough Sports, a new team. Let's have a look at Peterborough Sports. When did they actually get into the Conference North? That was the original thing was looking at, wasn't it?
So when we went up as champions, they came up like from the up in the National League North through the playoffs. So they were like, does that make sense?
Yeah, that would be right. Yeah, it would be. Yeah. So
I think that's why we missed them, because we were being promoted while they were coming into our division.
I mean, they've been around for a while since 1908. So does anyone want
to? Before, I think this is the highest they've been, isn't it?
Were they one of the clubs that were in the other division and got switched over to the north? Weren't they in the south? Weren't they at one stage? They're a borderline, aren't they, where they get moved around depending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have been in Southern League and Central League, yeah. They defeated Colville 2-0 to earn promotion to the National League in the 21-22 season. That all ties up to what we thought. Do you know what their nickname is?
Oh, the Mixtures, as in sports Mixtures.
I'm trying to think what's Peterborough famous for. Obviously the big team.
Voting us out.
Posh. Sorry.
Voting us out. That's what they're famous for.
I have no idea.
The Turbines.
The Turbines. Oh right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
you know how we've got the Angel of the North? Do they have like a big turbine, a wind turbine?
I'm thinking it's maybe an old factory team, like Dunstan Fed used to be, or
Possibly. Oh, it does look like a turbine, their actual badge. It's like a...
Does it?
Like, you're the... Like the like peace symbol type thing, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine it'd be like that, because Claude Chapman used to have a team as well, and obviously you had all the colliery welfare teams, didn't you? So I'm surmising they've been like a bit of a like a Vauxhall Motors type of thing.
Yeah, evolved from them.
Whatever happened to Vauxhall Motors?
They went right down, didn't they?
It's dropped away, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a bit like a lot of these teams, the factories take the funding away, didn't they? And they've got to fend for themselves more or less. And
Yeah. It happened at Dunstan, didn't it, with the Fed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We've got another one. Steely, the Bronze Adonis.
I wouldn't go that far, lads.
He's got a body like temple in ruin.
Mine's like the Taj Mahal is with the same size.
Someone's got, I'm dreading the thought of Mickey dancing to Shake It Off.
Shake It Off.
So I'm having to be fair.
If we get to Wembley, you've got to, you've got time to do it later on in the year.
I haven't promised I would do it. You were stupid enough to think you were going to do it. I'm not doing it. I didn't see I was going to do it either. So there you go.
Worry more about all three of them dancing to Shake It Off. No, we're not doing that.
No.
What else we got here? We've got Peter Walton has put, really good to see the Heed and the Limelight winning. All credit the management, staff and players. Yes, they're not going down.
Exactly.
Apparently it's lovely in King's Lynn. And we've got David Icke is one of the people who caused Gator Council to hiding 5G antennas in the streetlights. Yes, of course, he's big, conspiracy theorist.
Is he? Wow.
He's a strange one, isn't he? David Icke, isn't he?
Yeah, he believed the Queen, she had a black eye once, and apparently that is the initiation about being in the Illuminati and that run the world, because a lot of world leaders and famous people will have a black eye all the same, if they're going to get poked here. And all have this.
unbelievable.
I mean, I didn't think we'd go down the conspiracy route. I listen to a lot of conspiracy podcasts, but yeah, a lot of people believe that, and that the Rothschilds and black nobility is running the world. When black and I'll tell you what, I'll go into it. Black nobility goes back to before the Pope was around, and the Pope was invented, so to speak, so that black nobility could have power across Europe. So there you go.
This is an education.
It is, and don't get us started on Tartaria. Have you heard of Tartaria?
No.
You
are a YouTube channel, Davey. Come on, tell us all.
Yeah, no, it is supposedly an ancient civilization that has been wiped from the history books. Basically, it was where Russia was and further down into the Eastern Bloc. Yeah.
You were telling us all those stories about the Antarctic as well, weren't you? About the aliens.
Yeah. Supposedly, but anyway, there is a video on YouTube of someone pointing out that in 1838, there was an American...
when it's time to get up, Steely, will you?
Yeah, 1 second. There was an American poster of all the countries that they recognized as international countries, and Tartaria's on there. And there was only 14 states on the US flag, and that would date it to 1838 or 1836. So there you go. Right. On that one, we'll say Steve Farnfield knew the turbine. So did Walton. There we go. Perkins Engines is the link.
Perkins Engines. Oh, yeah. Perkins Engines. Wow. They power lighthouses.
Yeah, so fantastic stuff. We're getting all the things there. We've got obviously Bishop Stortford's, the team that is in the border of the North and South. Don't talk about that.
Let's not go there. That upset the food, isn't it?
I used to drink in a pub called the Tabinia. It's still there. And if you've been to the Discovery Museum, you'll see that the original ship is there, the Tabinia.
Wow. And,
did you know that he got arrested, the bloke that invented the Tabinia?
No.
Because he went out to the fleet of naval ships and ran rings around them with the turbine engine, of course, to make a point because they wouldn't listen to him about his new design.
I tell you, you're a man of many knowledge, a fountain of knowledge, Davey.
Of useless stuff, useless stuff.
I was kind of seeing more like useless information.
Mickey's bored.
I can see what Mickey was like at school, can you? We can just see him there. Is any, Vauxhall Motors still playing in the Northern Premier West Division. we've got Mickey has a tripod middle leg. I don't know how he knows that.
I wish.
No comment.
Moving on.
I'll tell you what, if it was, I'd want one in a loincloth.
No, here we are. Look at this. We've got Darren Walden. I don't know if he's back out there in the Irish Sea, but he's got Peterborough Sports. The club was established in 1908 as Brotherhood Engineering Works.
Well, there you go. I bet you got some conspiracy theories about Brotherhoods as well, Davey, but let's not go into that.
Anyone who played Command and Conquer, the Brotherhood.
I took a photo of a train going through Peterborough Station, was doing about 100 miles an hour, and the grill of the train, and I sprained my neck. Well, there we go. We're going to Illuminati and sprained necks while taking photos.
Other fancy facts about Peterborough? I mean, you know. Have you lads been? Has anyone been to Peterborough?
I've stopped at the station. That's about it.
I've been to a few places around there. The Nene Valley Railway is there as well, I presume. I've seen signposts for that.
Mm-hmm. Someone else is trying to get us into more conspiracy theories here. Apologies, anyone's bored of them. But have you seen the conspiracy theory about the US dollar notes? 9/11 tragedy, shocking. Well, if there was a few trillion dollars that went missing the day before, 9/11, and that doesn't get spoken about. There you go. And building 7, how did it fall? Didn't get hit, and it was on fire. Right. God, I can go through all of this.
I've got it good. Bird flu. Obviously, bird flu I deal with daily when I'm out on the island. You know, during the last two summers, it's really tragic. It's killing a lot of birds. But there's a theory out there that it's not a virus. It's actually 5G, which is killing these birds. So that's quite a common one. I was actually challenged about that on national radio station. But anyway,
how many birds you see with a mobile?
Oh dear!
There it is. You should have answered back and said it's the Rothschilds' fault, not the phones.
I will now. Now the knowledge has improved. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll start doing trials.
What a quality podcast. Learn something new every time we do. We're not saying that it's 100% fact. Don't be going around.
Isn't that what Gareth Bale did, by the way? Didn't he used to do that little sign?
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. we're going to do a podcast, see if we can get 1,000 subscribers overnight. And, you know, start playing Ozzy Osbourne and stuff. We'll start worshipping the Antichrist.
Dear.
Luke Steele, he was in Goa when Barnsley knocked out Liverpool. Oh, yeah, he had the heroics, didn't he?
Oh, he did. That's right. Yeah. I'm loving this tonight. This is quality facts coming in.
He had a great game to remember, didn't he, in that one?
Yeah.
1 second. Don't mention the 1.74 points per game, as you get a little bit salty about that. You have to remind us what that's about. I'm getting Kings Lynn.
Maybe, you know, they went got promoted.
That's right.
Predicted points. Was it when COVID?
Oh, good point. Aye.
I'm guessing.
It was the ratio. It's a good guess.
Mickey, aye. Yeah.
It's when they worked out the final league tables, wasn't it? Basis of the
point. The birds must have sent tweets.
Oh, that's quality. That's the best tonight. That is.
That's the best dad joke of the evening.
I'm going to get the predictions in. Poppy and Tabitha have started already for away to Wheels.
Go on, Libby. Oh, my 5-1
Poppy and 3-1 Tabitha. Well, I tell you what, girls, I would be cock-a-hoot with that. Oh, Mickey's back.
They've got him.
I thought the Illuminati had got him there.
You people hope the Illuminati and Gurus. Never mind, just
lads, my phone's on 8%, so I'm going to go. It's reveal excuses. I'm going to get a Peter Clarder, but it's 8% on my phone. So listen, it's been good to tune in and see you boys and chat to the Heat Army.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
I'll be back on Saturday. I'm only here a week, so I'll be back Saturday, and then we'll take it all from there.
Okay, and as I say, watch out for
enjoy the rest, mate. Take care.
See you later. See you, everybody.
See you later. Bye.
Busby was predictive programming to normalize 5G in children's minds in the 80s. Oh, we're getting some good ones now. If you want to send us some daft conspiracy theories that you make up surrounding Gateshead, let's see. Correct, that's what it was, yes. And apparently Ian said we can have that one, the tweet. Yeah, I think that's really good. 3-1 was my usual predictions. Liv, so get your predictions in. And the ladies, Mickey, you were there yesterday?
Yeah, 0-0. And the under-16 lasses, I didn't actually get to the game. I wanted to go, but they beat Consett 7-0 as well yesterday. And I do believe I'm going to start getting a bit more information off different people who are under 16 lasses and fixtures as well.
That's good.
So, but the first team drew 0-0. It was a good game. We had plenty of chances, both teams, to be fair. A lot of good performances in the Gators side. Trying to pick a man of the match was tricky because Carly made a couple of good saves. The whole back four played well. Sarah, especially at left back. Right back. Shaw Hoagie had a good game. Jess Douglas had a good game. But the whole back four played really well and would had chances. But so did they.
Well, Charles Wax says it was 0-0, but we had hard luck.
Yeah.
The game. Was it just one of them things when things wouldn't sit up or decisions
going? Well, their keeper's pulled off an absolute cracking treble save, actually. I forgot who made the initial shot, and it's broke. The lift just took two shots, and the keeper's managed to get up and palm them away both times. Carly's made two good saves. It was just one of them. It looked like there was a goal coming, but it just actually never came.
Yeah.
It sounds weird, but there was a lot of good performances in there. And like I say, it was a few. Sarah, Kate, Sharpie, and Kia were the back four, and they all had good games, really good games. And like I say, Jess Douglas and Shaw Hoagie played really well, and it was just a shame we just couldn't get that goal, and we had a few missing as well. So,
yeah. Well, you can't argue with a clean sheet at home, can you?
We're back to Washington this Sunday as well. So at the minute, it just seems to be the same team home and away for 2 weeks. I don't know why the league's suddenly throwing it up like that, but
strange. Alan Guest has put in 2014, Cambridge United was helped into League Two by the help of the Illuminati. obviously that's because of the cross between the collegiate colleges, you know, the Skull and Bones is the big group in one of the colleges. That's where all the American presidents have apparently been members of the Skull and Bones. So if you want to go down that one, let's have a look. Have you heard of Leo Zagami? Zagami. He claims to be the Illuminati and thought he was messing. So emailed him for an interview, and he claims to be Grand Master of the Illuminati. Surprised Kala didn't sign him.
Yeah.
I'm not poo-pooing the Illuminati, but if they would like to gate it up a few levels, and you know, as long as there's no repercussions for it, we don't have to slaughter any goats at half time on the pitch, it'll be all right. We've got the ladies team is just getting better and better. It's obviously positive to hear. We'll get Carl and Hugo on before the end of the season, and keep up the information on that. Still like to have your predictions come in, everybody, for away at Wealdstone. This is our only podcast of the week. We'll probably come back next Monday in between the two games, Wealdstone, and then, of course, Kidderminster away, isn't it? We'll be back next Monday. So get your predictions in. Oops, I'll put a message up again. Keep them coming in. If you've got any Illuminati, any daft conspiracy theories around Gateshead, you can make one up and put it in. 2-1 to us, says Mr. Luke. And we've got 2-1, says Alan Guest. So there we go. Mickey, what's yours?
I was going to say what Alan said, actually. Well, I'll go 3-1.
Well, the marvellous Trina, she's went 3-0 to the Heed. Sam Pelton has put 1-0 to the Heed. I'm going to go... I think...
You're quite at home, mind.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking. Obviously, they've got a little bit of a transitional period happening as well with the new manager.
One-one.
Johnny Gray, 2-1 as well. Steve Farnfield, that is. And Sandra, 1-1. Tough one. 2-1 is sticking out to us, but I'm going to be different and go 4.
But so many said it, that's why I went 3-1.
Yeah, I'll go 4-1 just for a bit of entertainment. If we can get through the next round, we have a real chance as Bromley and Barnet have got each other, and we have obviously Hendon or Wealdstone versus Solihull Moors. It is, you're going to see one of the big teams fall. Of course, it's just whether or not you can avoid one of the other big teams and see how the draw goes, you know, the potential.
Take no for granted, we're not in it yet.
Exactly. We've got to get there first, and then we'll worry about it, won't we? 3-3, says Sean Parry. Thank you very much. It's going to be an entertaining game. We've got 2-2 from Darren Walden, and also as well, hoping to see some of you at the Wealdstone game. Just a couple of stops on the line from here. Route to Wembley. Let's not get too carried away, but we can dream, can't we? We can dream. Taylor Howie has put non-eventful 0-0. I think the travelling might catch up with the players and fitness. Well, that is going to be a big thing at the minute, because we have got a lot of games coming up and a lot of travelling to do. But, you know, the squad, we've proven, can be rotated somewhat to help the legs. And that's a position that we weren't really in this time last year. So...
Well, I sat at the one, and I was quite surprised how many changes there was in the team.
I was, and I think I said to you in our group chat, I was a little bit nervous when I seen the starting lineup. And, you know, the possession in our game style of play didn't change at all during the first half, and we were very dominant. And, you know, it just shows you that they are all in it together, and everyone knows the position still and how to...
Well, it was pretty much as you were until the last 10 minutes, wasn't it? Where they had to throw the kitchen sink out and they went shit or bust.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, I don't know what the stats were, but it must have been at least, I would say, 50% possession at least by us, by all accounts, what I heard from BBC Hereford and Worcestershire.
Yeah, it's
possession.
I think it's great that we're still, you know, dominating. Just got to keep them balls going in the back of the net, and hopefully Marcus can get himself up to 20 goals in the coming weeks. It'd be absolutely fantastic. We've got 5 minutes remaining, so if you haven't got your prediction in, please do. Also as well, if you are watching for the first time or haven't interacted yet, please do send a message. And of course, hit that subscribe button if you're watching on one of our other areas that we're broadcasting to. Come over to YouTube, and that's where you can send the messages in, as everybody else has done. Also as well, just to shout out, Northern Beast Media, his posters have been absolutely fantastic on the match day.
Yeah.
Still. And I didn't get this up because Davey Steele, obviously, what full in depth talking about the Illuminati for some stupid reason. He sent us some pictures of the monkeys that are outside his hotel room. Yeah. So there we go. There's one. And then I think that's meant to be us three. Oh, there's a fourth. There's another one there. There's four. I didn't think I'd see the fourth one. But yeah, there we go. Look at that. All the monkeys.
The one that's leaning forward looking grumpy, that looks like me. So I'll take that one.
Yeah, I'll go for the young looking one, like the other, the youngest of the crew. That'll be me.
No, it's standing behind me.
But yeah, no, it's been a really enjoyable show, and hopefully the Illuminati don't come down too hard on us. So if we're not here next week, we didn't suicide ourselves, don't worry. Epstein didn't kill himself.
Looking for me, I'm a way to find where Hendon is in Sunderland.
Yeah, I see where the ground is just in case we're there in the semi-final. There's always one cheeky one, isn't there? They've all got too much hair to be you boys.
Just us.
Yeah. We've got here, it'd be nice to see this podcast get 1,000 subscribers before the end of the season. Get the silver play button. You don't get that. You don't get the silver play button. You've got to get to 100,000. We'll be here. I think we're here as ghosts, AI trying to get that. I'd like to see a day when we had 100,000 subscribers. It would be very nice, but I think we'll have to make our own plaque of 1,000 subscribers.
Just 1,000.
That's our 100,000 is the 1,000, you know, and hopefully no one unsubscribes after we get there.
You see these YouTubers and they've got like millions of followers. Must be bizarre.
Very much so. I mean, is it Mr. Beast's the biggest one? And he puts a video up. It's got like 200 million views within a week. Unreal.
Monetization is that then, roughly?
I don't know. It's not. I think it used to be better years ago. But like, for instance, I follow a YouTuber, and there's a way you can find out how people make money. There's a website that you put the URL of their video in. And it estimates what that video has generated. And if you get like 35,000 or even 80,000 views, you're only talking about £300.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is, you know, good if you're getting regular, if you're putting up 4 or 5 videos a month and getting £300 a video. But remember, you're going to get taxed on that as well. Really, you need to be in the millions to be making money off YouTube. Oh, 1 second, here we go. The former MP of Hartlepool is one of Epstein's best mates. He visited him in New York, and he served his first sentence for being a pure beast. See, we're going right down the conspiracy. I think we'll stay off the Epstein stuff. have a read. It sounded like he was working for Mossad. So there we go. See, I all these stupid things. And also as well, good luck. This is the one I should have mentioned earlier on. Good luck to Jordan Hunter, who's went back to Shields on loan till the end of the season.
Yeah. Get well soon to Hugo, who got taken in the hospital on Saturday. Sunday morning. So get well soon, Hugo.
Yeah, get well soon, Hugo, and hopefully we'll have you back soon. But on that note, everybody, we're all off to do a blood sacrifice and put a pentagram on the wall and pray to...
probably the same.
We're going to pray to the Elzebub and hope that we get that 1,000 subscribers. Good night, everybody. Rock on! On that note, we'll see you next week when we've all got dark robes on and
white faces.
Yes, as virgins come in and pour red wine all over me during the podcast. It's going to be something epic.
You should be so lucky.
Well, thanks, lads, and hail. Well, there we go on that one, everyone. So goodbye and
see you later.
3 years later. Bye.